Americans and Canadians seem to see guns differently. As Canadians, we appear to consider a gun for what it destroys, not what it represents. What could the NFL do, if anything, to try to lessen gun violence in the United States?
In my view, next to nothing, no matter what they attempt. Even if they make a statement, if they have a program, it's a football league. It's not society. It's not a rampant problem in society. They are a football league. They have very little to do with what happened Friday.
We had our thoughts and prayers moment the other day. But this has to be done through legislation. And until Tom Brady is the senior senator from Massachusetts, I'm not seeing where this is going from football's perspective.
Except for one thing. I agree. You have to do this through legislation. It has to be a government initiative. But one of the things Barack Obama talked about last night is that as a nation, they had to change. And what you need is, if you're going to approach a tipping point on guns in the United States, and I'm not convinced you're there, I'm not convinced it's anything other than a 20 or 25 year process, maybe longer. If the NFL stands on one side of the fence or the other, that's one more person on that side of the fence. That's the only thing they can do. I don't know how much impact that is,
well,
but it's something.
To quote Michael Jordan in another context, yep, Republicans buy sneakers too,
which is why they won't do it.
Gun lovers also like the NFL.
Well, the one team, not the whole league, but the New England Patriots did do something last night. They have an end zone celebration. Guys dressed up in Revolutionary War garb, holding muskets, and they fire those muskets if there's a reason to, i.e. touchdown. Last night, they discontinued that practice. That's a small statement, but it seems to me a significant one. And yes, it was only on one Sunday and perhaps not the next time the Patriots play. But somebody in that organization decided that guns weren't appropriate last night. And it seems to me it's not a huge stretch to suggest that they may not be appropriate any night.
But the sad aspect of all of this on an NFL point of view is this is the third consecutive week in which there's a pregame ceremony of some kind representing deaths in America.
But I don't understand why you don't think the NFL couldn't have some influence. Why, if the NFL said it's a turn in your guns kind of program.
Because this
hold on. Why couldn't they do it? Hold on. Can the NFL cure cancer?
No.
But they try. They do a breast cancer thing.
They don't try to. They try to be involved.
Right.
They can be involved.
I didn't say they can cure
the problem. Is there anybody in favor of breast cancer?
Is anybody in favor of the shootings we saw Friday?
No, but is breast cancer constitutionally protected by the Second Amendment?
But it doesn't mean you can't take a position and express an opinion and try to be influential. There was a time when if an athlete had gone on television and told me I shouldn't smoke, I'd have been offended. Or told me I had to buckle up in my car, I'd have been offended. Or told me to use less electricity and help save the planet, I'd have said, who are you to tell me? Now I see them and I applaud them if they do that. So if there's a guy who gets on television, or five of them, who are otherwise influential as NFL players, and tells me and a lot of other people that we took our guns into the league and we think maybe you should do the same, I'd applaud them.
Oh, well, that's apparently what happened. So Sports Illustrated's Peter King said that at least seven players had taken their guns back to the league and given them back. That's happening across America. There are buyback programs. But again, what it'll take in the NFL, let's say the NFL were to stand on this side of the fence, were to take as a league and as individuals this position, it would stand as a courageous position in America today. And that's why I don't think they're going to do it.
Sorry,
because Michael's right.
No time.
This is about money. And the NFL is going to stand on the side of money.
You'll get a chance to talk when we return.